The Spirit help it. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us. Oh Spirit, help us. Help us. Our strength cannot carry us. Our wisdom cannot help us. Spirit, help us. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Give me cymbals. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways.
Fire! Teach me, Holy Ghost. Youngest saints are meeting. Man that has been brooded upon by the Spirit. The ancient Spirit sat upon us. And when we came out, we were older than them that came into this world before us. Jesus, Holy Ghost. Eternal Holy Spirit himself, make us age in you, make us wise.
Let's make progress. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. He just solved the fundamental issue for an average person that makes pursuit in God. It so happens that the realm we talk about is beyond what we can manipulate by our feelings. If there are standards to be met, you have to meet it. If your phone is on, you can put it off. Especially if you are close to any broadcasting system. Okay? If there are standards to be met, and many times men try to manipulate God. You know, sometimes God will be putting his hands on things that need to fall. And then somebody can come before God and cry for in a 3 hours worship session. Meanwhile, there is some God is saying, release this thing. You refuse. You are crying. I say 50 days fasting is just an adventure to suffer yourself. If you don't take time to put down the things that the Holy Ghost is pointing at, that is when progress is made. The processes that the Holy Spirit initiates in your life prospers as much as you yield yourself in obedience. It means that process is not necessarily time-based. Process is obedience-based. I mean, there is time in it, meanwhile, but it's the progress you make is not determined by how much time you spent. I mean, somebody can spend 5 years in what should have cost him just 5 days. Just 5 days. And then that kind of person will bring big sacrifices in an attempt to bribe God or to bring politics, Nigerian politics and corruption is not in heaven. A man like Saul came back, and I'm telling you what people do. So somebody will know that God is placing a demand of prayer and fasting and seeking him, that what God is looking from you now is a personal walk with him. He said, God, I will give you money. Is God in need of money? God is not in need of money. He is in need of you. So that kind of person is devoid of obedience and is trying to get God to intervene in such a way that he will be unjust. That's what my brother is saying. He has said that this and this is what it takes for somebody to lay hold on this. And you have not dropped that thing. And you expect God to step out for you in a particular way or to bring you into deeper dimensions of him. If he does it for you, then he will have to do it for everybody. And God is no respecter of any man. If God allows it to work that way, then he will have to allow every. He will have to go back in time and apologize to everybody that he demanded more from for that particular occasion. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? So it means that if God is making a call to you to come and sow, you will have, as I said yesterday, you have to make sure where you are sowing. If Satan cannot stop you from fasting, he will try to see if you can do it in the flesh. If he cannot stop you from praying, he will find out if you can do it in the flesh. You see, the way we pray and all that, the tendency is for you to show off. I believe my people don't do that anyway. Because there is only an extent to which you can't try it in Revival Hub. You can't try it. If you try it for 1 hour, Ugochukwu will continue pressing. After 3 hours, your waist will shift because you are moving in the natural, in the flesh. Mr. Lekwa, you can testify. Hey, Jesus. Your waist for 2 weeks. Your wife will need to apply. Because there is only an extent to which you can try to continue on in the flesh. But I tell you, there are people that are strong. There are people that can do 24 hours in the flesh. And then they come out. They are worse than demons. Because I'm telling you, if God brings you into an environment, an experience, and a discipline of mercy that should have kicked up something, kicked in something in your life, and you pass through the same thing that is changing everybody, and you are not changed, you should be alarmed. If people are saying that one touch, this thing moved us, and you are there, and you are wondering this thing these people are saying, is it true? You just said that you are doing shadadadadadada with us. Heat will do you. Oh God, eat. Sit one place. Stop coming. Do you know why? You will not blame anybody, because when you want to say, God, it did not work for me, God will point out hundreds of people. Will point out thousands of people online that has never stepped foot here. Somebody just told me the other day he watched just 5 minutes of our clip and went and prayed for 10 hours. Do you call that one? Are you getting the point now? So why do it in the flesh? And Satan will try to get you there. I have always been saying, so that they will use you to give example. This is the example of people that, I know this guy, as he's praying, all the prayer he prayed for years, he did not manifest anything. Check the guy. He sowed in the flesh. Check the guy well. Guess what? God cannot come and say, because of the way you have now done it for 5 years, let me change your mind. What God will do, the day you find mercy in that context, you will start from grade one. Is it not true? Some of you that has gone to university, you know, I don't know about the one you went to. The one I went to, a lecturer came and met us in the class, chemistry, and told us that our destiny is in his hands. What does he mean? He means that he can keep you. He told us that there are people that has been taking this exam for 9 years. They went and gave birth to children and came back. And are still taking the same exam. He said, if you like, fail. And the longer you stay, the more you will keep failing. That's what he told us. I mean, in the university, you are not promoted for staying 10 years. You are promoted for passing. So in case you take an exam and keep failing and keep failing, you will keep taking it. You will keep taking it. Until those days, there is a certificate they used to give people. Either they now remove you finally and tell you, please withdraw. Or they give you the one our VC gave people those days. Nebo came and gave people university attended. You know what it means? University what? Attended. That's what it means. So that just for to decorate your parlor that I went to university. That kind of thing is useless. If they are looking for people to fit in into any position based on any kind of qualification, you are not qualified on any basis. Simple things can make all the difference. Simple things like others might be fasting 6 to 9, 6 to 100, and you are fasting 6 to 3, and God simply told you, put your phone off in the morning till 3 p.m. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No? But instead of you putting off your phone, you increase your fasting from 6 to 3 to 6 to 12 in the night. You will die, ulcer will hit you terribly. Because that man, if you are that person's neighbor, that sister's neighbor, you say, oh boy, I want the fasting grace that this person, you will see. After some time, you will see that that person is not producing results. Something is wrong with the person's prayer and fasting. There is an obedience that is missing. The person is so laboring, but is in the flesh. And it will not produce. In fact, it will produce counter results. God can only work with what came from him. I asked you people, I said, who can do the work of God? If you can do God's work, raise your hand. We are pastors here. You are a pastor. Let me look for people that look like pastors. Even if you are not one. Harry, are you not a man of God? I'm looking for pastors. And I want to ask them, can you do God's work? Nobody can do God's work. God is the only one that can do his work. And the work of God, whatever you think you are doing, prospers. What you think is prosperity in the work of God is actually to the extent that you have accumulated spiritual matter. You have accumulated God. As I tell you people, ministry is life. Are you getting the point? Ministry is life. And God releases himself as life. If God wants to release himself, he releases himself as life. So we can measure your ministry, the authority of your ministry, by how much life is released. And which is why we come to learn accurate priesthood. Because priesthood is how we graduate. If you want to graduate life, is by priesthood. Like by graduation, I mean measure life. If you want to measure life in God, is priesthood. That's what priesthood is supposed to do. And which is why when Aaronic priesthood was not able to convey life, God canceled it. Because the Bible said one of the reasons why that priesthood is ineffective. It will tell you, are you getting the point? It will tell you, don't lie, but it will not give you the capacity not to lie. It takes life to be able to sustain the capacity to obey God. That kind of oppression is subconscious. It is organic. You just wake up and find out that you have sustained the capacity to live this way. It takes priesthood to retain that life, to factor it within you. That's why the Bible said in the book of Romans chapter 8, he said that the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus has made us what? From what? The law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus has made us to overcome, to live above the law of sin and what?
Death.
So even though they brought the Aaronic priesthood and gave them rules, the rules cannot make them live what they were told. But when life comes inside you, that life is organic. Except you walk against that life. If you allow the life to flow on its own, it can make you to become a marvel. A day will come, you look at your former self and look at your present self, you will not compare the two. You that used to struggle with 15 minutes prayer, you will pray for 2 hours and come and tell me that I'm only praying for 2 hours. Somebody came and complained to me that his problem is that he is only praying for 3 hours now. I smile. The person doesn't know what is happening. A man of God met me and told me that he used to pray a lot until a season passed, and he tried to pray again and he's finding it hard. That's when he found out that he took the life and ministration of the Holy Spirit for him to pray the way he prayed that time. Are you not getting the point? It's after me, life. So it's in vain that your pastor told you, anyway, go and pray his prayer that you need now. As if you don't know. First pastor told you pray, second pastor told you, third pastor told you, oh yeah, pray now. Including this fasting, that life can come and, oh, how many of you it has happened to you? You were afraid in maybe a dry fasting of 3 days, only for you to enter, and on the night of the second day, you felt like going for 7 more days. It has happened to you before. That thing is life. If you misinterpret it and think, oh boy, I don't learn fasting now, but now we be fasting. My brother said fasting machine. Now we be fasting machine now. You know what will happen? A day will come, you wake up by 9 a.m., you'll be shaking like this. I'm telling you. It happened to me one day. With all my fast, I woke up one day by 7 in the morning. I say, I want to eat. Jesus. I said, I want to eat. Anything I was looking at was looking like food. The thing was shaking me. The only thing that saved me is my experience and consecration. I said, this hunger that is in me like this, there must be something hanging in the spirit. That's why they are making you... That day you are most hungry is the day you should fast. Some people didn't like this, my message. Let me leave. Let me tell you what you want to hear. If you fast, you don't fast, God is there for you. I got you. This is the kind of thing. I think it will solve the problem. Not be so. The problem is that I can only pray the prayer. I can't answer it. Are you getting the point? That's why you don't dare believe all those prayers those people are praying. They can only pray it. Who will answer? If you like, be praying rubbish. When you finish praying, no result. Are you not bothered? You need to do what works. They tell you by this time tomorrow, and by this time tomorrow it didn't happen. Some things can never be by this time tomorrow. It might have to take 7 months. It might have to take 7 weeks. Some prayers is not 30 minutes. Some prayer is all night. See, don't overestimate yourself. Be humble. The Bible said that before Jesus did many strategic things in his life, he prayed all night till the morning and chose his apostles. And then you want to make a strategic business decision and you just pray for 15 minutes and search online and then you went and bought your goods. That's why you are having problem. The next time, what do? This, my message is hard. I know. There is no other way I got you. As you are not happy, God is happy in heaven. He's saying, my son is saying it well. As I'm striking you, bah! And he's paining you, God is happy. Because his medicine, bitter herbs, that helps. That's what can cure you. That's what can cure you. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men what? All the story that is coming after it is just story. He is just trying to tell you the whole essence of the story is to teach you a lesson. What's that lesson? That men ought always to pray and not to faint. Somebody met me and said, I have prayed and this thing did not go. I have prayed. I asked the person, what do you exactly mean by I have prayed? What's the meaning of I have prayed? He told me I pray 30 minutes sometimes and I pray 1 hour sometimes. I said, it was Edward McKendree Barnes that said, prayer that cannot move your heart cannot move God's heart. And certainly his hand cannot move. You are praying, you are still distracted. You are praying, you are thinking about your goods that is coming tomorrow. You are praying, you are thinking about food. You are praying, you are thinking about the next year you are going to put. You are praying, you are... That kind of prayer cannot move the heart of God because your heart has not been moved. That's why we grow the way we grow. So that somehow our heart will shift. Have you heard of John Welch? John Welch. They said that John Welch prayed until his heart left the anatomical side of the left and entered the right. John Welch. If we go to heaven and say, we tried, John Welch will come and stand as a witness. And a day came I prayed until my heart shifted. Have you heard of John Hyde? The praying John Hyde. They said that he stained his walls with prayer. What of Babalola? He brought into stones with his knees. Have you gone to the mountains of South Korea? The ones that Young Cho built. If you enter into the prayer, there are prayer chambers. Man has brought into it. They are looking for God. And you pray for 15 minutes, you say you are praying. For man ought always to pray and not to faint. It means that the only time you are permitted to stop praying is the day that result came. Why are you stopping? Come to your neighbor and say, why are you stopping? I will pray. A man weak in prayer is weak everywhere. I don't care the seeming sense of strength that you have. If you are weak in prayer, you are weak everywhere. In fact, the number one problem of the body of Christ can be traced to our prayer lives. A man will finally become what he's praying, the content of your prayer. Your life will finally become the content of your prayer. The way you are you getting the point I'm making? You will finally become the foundations and pillars and structures of your life will finally take the shape of your priesthood. Lift up your hand and say, Jesus, help me to pray. If a man can pray, at this case, the scripture is speaking about a woman that is disadvantaged. And you need to know that the scenario is painted in such a way that all disadvantages is coming upon the woman. If you look all around, there is no help. And it's not just there is no help. It was a woman. And it's in the days that women are not put in the number. They are not counted. Women don't vote those days. And the scripture had the audacity to say that this woman laid hold on what she wanted. Hi. The Bible said, for men ought always to pray. I will pray with every breath that I have. If I greet you good morning, the next minute I will do rapa the boss. If you eat with one spoon, the way you digest it is kababo. If you sleep in the night, you wake up, you know, sometimes you turn 5 times or 10 times before daybreak. If you turn this side, you release tongues. You turn this side, you release. For men ought always to what? Stop complaining. Don't say you have prayed, you have not. Do you know what is prayer? Prayer is not measured necessarily in hours, it's measured by incense. Wait. There is a way you pray, you suffocate the inner chambers of heaven.
It is a pungent concussion. It is the work of the apothecary.
You are a pharmacist here. Raise your hand. You know what? You know pharmacognosy. Prayer is like that. Because you are a pharmacist, you must pray. Because prayer is akin to the work of a pharmacist. You go there, you bring a leaf. It's a leaf that you brought home. But by the time you are through, it becomes something potent and pungent. Huh? There is the one. Cology. Cognosy. Remind me another one. Cetics. Remind me another one. Cidico. My God. Just because you are looking for drug. Huh? So sometimes we come and you want to make progress in the spirit. And probably you started with worship song. Worship, give me one foreign worship song. Give me one now. Somebody help me. I'm on. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling there. And the demons and witchcraft will stay like this. You sing it for 30 minutes, the heaven is locked. Huh? Until you turn, you say, Satan is in trouble. And grow. Pow! Do you know why? Listen. Do you know why? It's the work of the apothecary. You need to know what can work in this situation. That the heavens have not been cracked. And you want to relax. If it's that everybody likes sweet prayer, you just pack one side and be saying, even me, I like it. Just that my destiny is heavy. I need to go and buy heavy duty generator. So that when we on it like this, we plug everything, plug your iron, plug everything, and then I will carry all of you. I'll be doing like this. I don't like, you see that generator called I Pass My Neighbor? Don't buy it. Because he represents something weak in the spirit. If you carry your electric iron that is 2,000 watts and put on it, it will be Meanwhile, there are generators you bring. If you put 10 4 horsepower units, 10 horsepower units of AC, the thing will just be smiling. It will just carry it and be smiling. It will be, the sound will even balance. It will be doing Do you know what? It has grown in the spirit. And it has trapped every matter. For men ought always to pray. It is the work of their protectory. A hurry. Their days will appear. And the demand is to chant in the spirit. So you sing that song. Listen to me. There is a song my brother sang. We chant in the Holy Ghost. We chant in the Holy Ghost. We chant in the Holy Ghost. Faster beat. We chant in the Holy Ghost. We chant in the Holy Ghost. What of groaning? We groan in the Holy Ghost. We groan in the Holy Ghost. We groan in the Holy Ghost. We go in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
mercy. We drink in the Holy Ghost. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost.
What just happened now? And he spoke a parable unto them to this end. There is an end to this parable. There is something this parable is supposed to teach, supposed to communicate. I mean, if you have read this parable and you have not succeeded in embodying the lesson, that means you have not reached the end of the parable. What we mean by the end is not the end of the parable as a story. What we mean by the end is the end of the parable as a purpose. Are you getting the point? The end as a purpose. There is a purpose that the parable is supposed to accomplish. It's trying to communicate something. So, in case you have read it and you have not understood, you have not come into the understanding of the fundamental place of prayer, and not just the fundamental place of prayer, but the nature of prayer, that in this context now, this is a judicial context, meaning that, remember, okay, let's read it. Let's see the verse 2. I just need one word. Saying, there was in a city a judge. Enough. That once you hear judge, it will mean that it's a judicial context. Meaning that this matter is before a court session. Some of us have had the privilege of, you don't need to have that kind of encounter. All you need is what the scripture said. But some of us has had the privilege of attending court sessions in heaven. And we have seen the layout of the court in heaven. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, he said that the Lord your God is your judge. The Lord your God is your lawgiver. The Lord your God is your king. That means that the throne of God has the capacity to facilitate three dimensions of governmental oppression, just like we have in Nigeria. So, are you getting the point? So, there are cases that have to come to courts first. It is when the court adjudicates on the matter that says that, in fact, many cases, in many issues that people are trying to get to be done, you want something to be done in your life, you have not gone to court yet. You need to go to court first and secure a verdict. It is a man that has secured verdict in the court that has the capacity to enforce. Everybody is trying to enforce result, trying to have result, you have not secured verdict. The problem is that it takes time to secure verdict, but you can enforce it today. Are you getting the point? So what men want is enforcement. Everybody wants to be a law enforcement agent in the spirit. Where what it means to be a law enforcement agent is, for example, you come and say, in the name of Jesus, let it be like this. And instantly it happens. Meanwhile, what you don't know is that this man has journeyed in court sessions for long, that he has secured a lot of verdicts for men. So when you encounter such a man, he enforces one of those verdicts. Meanwhile, you don't even know there is a court. And if it is true that this scripture is correct, that means that generally, first of all, there is no advantage for a man that can go to court. I mean, this court of the spirit now. The Bible said that this woman is a widow. She has nobody. And she's coming before a judge that doesn't fear God. Imagine how worse can it be? So Jesus is trying to paint the worst case scenario. Are you getting the point? He's trying to paint a case that is, there is no help. In fact, the person only that can help you is the worst kind of person that ever existed. Yet that woman was able to secure a verdict. So when you come and say, I cannot, they will tell you in heaven, for men ought always to pray. That if you keep praying, a day will come. If you keep meeting up with the sacrifices, obedience, submission, yieldedness, a day will come, the hand of the power of the enemy will be broken in such a way that men will wonder, was Satan this strong before? Huh? There is a way the hand of God can come and crush Rahab. The Bible said, awake, awake, O among the Lord. Awake like in the days of old. Are thou not the one that wounded Rahab? That's what Rahab here is talking about, the Leviathan. The demon spirit that lieth in the midst of the waters. Huh? Job wrote a lot about that Leviathan. You might need to go and check that beast. He said that beast, that there is no spear that can invade his body. That the scales were upon each other and it was locked together. That fire comes out from his mouth. He said he's in vain. Oh. And this is the testimony of the heavenlies concerning this beast. It's not the testimony of men. Then he's a strong spirit. But the Bible says, are thou not the one that wounded Rahab? That means a man can secure verdict against the greatest opposition on your knees. The smallest of the person, weak woman, can rise to the heights of the heavens on her knees. So God made sure that there must be a system of equity on the face of the earth. And that system of equity is priesthood. And the fundamental expression of this priesthood is prayer. He said, for men ought always to pray. So the man that is looking for equity, looking for justice, can get down on his knees and get the worst case scenario to turn to her advantage. But if you can't pray, you can continue to complain. Men will continue, they will continue to advise you. Even the person that is causing your problem will come and advise you, come and give you advice too. If you continue looking for the pity of men and their advice, your enemy himself will come and advise you. Leave those people. Find God first. Are you getting the point? For men ought always to pray. This is a judicial context. So that means that a man can come before the court, a competent court of jurisdiction in heaven, and secure a verdict. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. Do you know why? There are outstanding cases, court cases. Some of them, Imam, you are just living your life. You don't know now, but go out for somewhere. And the problem is that you don't know. You don't know, you don't know. When you pray and not faint, you begin to answer to the letters. One after another. You will appear in one place and see that a woman is there holding down something. But now you come with, you have received a verdict. And when you appear, the light of the presence of God consumes that terrible spirit. After me, in these 50 days, I will secure a verdict. At least one. Some of us, we secure many verdicts concerning our life, concerning our families. Because when you live here, it's in vain you are trying to enforce your life, live your life, do many things when you have not secured verdicts. Verdicts are the foundations of enforcement. You know, when we say apply your destiny, step out, go and do this, go and do business, go and do this. That one is after you have secured what? Verdicts. We are enforcing in limbo. It's hot air in the spirit. No weight, no substance. Nothing is better. No verdict is secured. When you appear to a lot of accusations, a lot of cases littered everywhere in the spirit, bearing your name that has not been secured, that has not been attended to. But if you can pray and not faint, for men ought always to pray and not faint, because there are court cases that we need to secure verdicts to our advantage. For men ought always to pray
am not to faint because prayer is our advantage. For men ought always to pray and not to faint because they are men. For men ought always to pray and not to faint because there are men that don't want us to succeed. For men ought always to pray and not to faint because Satan is still alive. For men ought always to pray and not to faint because if we continue, cases will continue like that. For men ought always to pray and not to faint because there is no other way. For men ought always. Help me to pray. Help me. 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 Help me to secure verdicts. Help me. Can you pray in 2 minutes and ask God, help me to secure verdicts? To the advantage of my family. Your family is in one location. Your destiny, your ministry is in one location. Your children, your daughters, your father, your mother, your wife, your husband. You need to secure verdict. You have done no manner of business, done no manner of thing. It's not working. I tell you, there are court cases against you. This is time to secure verdicts. Verdicts to your advantages. Advantage, verdicts to your favor. For men ought always to pray and not to faint, for there are court cases to win in heaven.